Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
He had mentioned about a house that kept building and building and building, and about the spirits who haunted that actual location. That's here in Northern California, where I'm actually from. It's San Jose. It's called the Winchester Mystery House. Now, I'm not susceptible, or I should say I'm not sensitive, but a while back I was dating a girl who was, and we actually visited the Winchester Mystery House. Just to kind of give a little backstory of the Winchester Mystery House. Back in the 1800s, Winchester rifle, repeating rifle, those cool guns you always see in all the westerns, came out. Well, Mrs. Winchester of the Winchester family, basically, was very sympathetic to spirits and whatnot. Fast forward to the death of her husband. She is basically widowed and alone in San Jose. At the time, it's a small little town, not the big giant corporate mecca of IT and all that fun stuff. But she was there, and she built a house. And the spirits kept telling her, just keep building, keep building, keep building. And everybody thought it was weird. She did seance. She had a seance room. She had steps that led 13 steps up into the ceiling, literally into the ceiling, and there's nothing there. Doors in the ceiling, windows in the ceilings, doors leading to nowhere. It's a very weird place. She kept on saying that the spirits kept telling her to, and I guess the workers that were there just kept building and building and building to her death. So, fast forward, I'm like 7 years old, you know, a long time ago, and the place was creepy when I was a kid, like, you know, a little kid, and walking around with my folks and all that. I gotta admit, it was a little creepy. I didn't see anything. I didn't think much of it. But, you know, it was an experience. Going into my 20s and all that, meet a girl, you know, she always said she saw things on the side of the road, she saw this, saw that, and I believed her to a degree. However, we decided to take a little trip over to the Winchester Mystery House. Now, since then, they've actually painted it, and you can take tours of the basement and the attics and some of the restricted areas, of course, for a fee, go figure. But we decided, hey, let's just do the whole thing. Let's take the extensive tour of the basement, of the ceiling, of the roof, the attic, all the different rooms, the carriage rooms, and this, that, and the other. We're doing it, and we're actually walking around. We go to the basement, and it's just very refined, you know. They added, but it's not as scary as it was when I was a little kid. They've kind of done some refinishing to it, but it still has a little creepy vibe. So fast forward again, we're going through the tour, going around, looking at all this cool stuff, and at one point she grabs my arm and she's like, there's Mrs. Winchester. And I'm like, wait, what? And this was her bedroom area that we were looking at. She goes, she's right there. She's just sitting on her bed staring at us, and she was freaked out. Like, all right, whatever, I didn't think anything of it. And she's the whole time, she's just staring at it, she's freaking out, she's looking through mirrors, looking back at the bed, and she keeps saying that, yeah, she's just staring at me, or her, I should say. And I was like, all right, well, let's go to the next room, let's keep moving. We keep moving on, and we decide to follow the path that they're following. Steps up to the sitting out room and checking it all out, and sure enough, she says she's following us. I was like, what? She goes, yeah, she's right behind us. I look, and I don't see anything, but she's freaking out. This is, again, my ex. And so we're in the seance room, and all of a sudden, like, apparently, she followed us into the seance room and kept on pointing at different things. And what my ex was saying as she's pointing at the hooks, and there was 13 that the guide was showing us and all that, but pointed to one of them. So my girlfriend at the time says, what does this one do? And turned it, and sure enough, unlocked the door. And I thought that was a little weird. She goes, well, not many, and the tour guide's like, not many people know about that. How did you know about that? She goes, because I see things. And I thought, whoa, this is creepy. And it went to another passage, and, you know, of course, the tour guide was like, no, you can't be in there. Closes the door. But to have someone who is seeing Mrs. Winchester point at something and saying, hey, look, it's here, and then it opens up, that's kind of creepy. And I mean, don't get me wrong, my hair on my arm stood up. I got the goosebumps and all that fun stuff. Continue walking through. We go up to the attic. We're checking things out. She doesn't see Mrs. Winchester anymore, but you think you're all right? She's like, yeah, we'll check out. So we go outside into the barn area where the carriage that she had. Now, mind you, it's 1800s, the horses, carriages, and all that fun stuff. And Mrs. Winchester's in her carriage, and my girlfriend at the time's like, she's right there, do you see it? Like, no, she's just sitting there, just staring again. Like, okay, whatever. Again, I don't see it, but I believe her to a degree. And then again, sure enough, she just points and just, okay, well, she's pointing, and it has a list of all the names of all the people that have ever worked on the farm, or it's not really a farm, it's the property itself, from the woodworkers, to the glass makers, the stair makers, the door makers, and every other maker you can think of. And sure enough, we decided, hey, let's look at the names, and so I thought that was kind of cool, a little creepy. She was quite taken back and freaked out, but I thought I'd share the story, because I know you had mentioned about the walls, or the stairs that go into walls and doors leading to nowhere, and couldn't remember what the name was, but that was Winchester House. That's my only real scary story. I'm a chef, and I've worked at some weird places and things that are unexplainable, but for the most part, I enjoy everything you guys have done. Been a listener for about 6 months, and heck, I've even binged listened to every episode just to catch up to now. So, thank you much. Keep up the great work, and hope this makes beer. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.